This is Jim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. It is written, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Galatians 5 verse 1. Beloved, you are free. You are the redeemed in Christ. Therefore, fear not. Don't worry. The Lord God is with you. The Lord says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you." Isaiah 41 verse 10. Put your trust in the Lord, dear friend. Believe God. Believe His word. The word of God is God speaking to you. And He will not fail you, because He is well able to do what He says He will do. Yes, it is so easy for people to yield to fear, with the pandemic still sweeping across the world. But you are in Christ. You are the righteous. What does the word say about you? 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Psalm 91, 7 to 8. What does the word say about you? For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, "Abba, Father." Romans 8, 15. Glory to God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, brethren. You are now a child of the Most High God. You have the same spirit that God has, the spirit of boldness, confidence, and courage. Fear is not part of your nature. Fear is the nature of the devil. Therefore, fear not, dear listener. Only let your trust be in God. Have faith in God. Our Heavenly Father expects us to lean totally on Him. I repeat, fear is the nature of the devil. He uses fear as a weapon of destruction. When fear tugs at your heart, come against it with the Word of God. The Word of God is the only antidote to fear. Fear is a lie. You have to counteract it with the truth of God's Word. It is written, "The wicked flee when no one pursues him. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Proverbs 28 verse 1. Glory to God. I pray for you that you will receive the boldness of God in these trying times. I pray that you will receive the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind in place of any form of fear that the enemy may want to foist on you. I pray in the name of Jesus, receive it now. Receive that faith. That God's kind of faith that will enable you to be a victor in these times. I declare to you once again that you are free. You are free. Therefore, stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. May you continually abide in the peace of God that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God from eternity to eternity.